USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israel's prime minister praising his nation's air force shortly after Russia criticizes an alleged Israeli airstrike in Syria. Benjamin Netanyahu also repeating his frequent pledge that Israel will not allow Iran to establish a permanent military presence in Syria. He also says the U.S. withdrawal from Syria will have no effect on Israeli activities in that neighboring country, saying the deaths of two immigrant children in Customs and Border Protection custody are devastating to the agency. The CBP commissioner says that both the agency and the Inspector General for DHS are investigating.
And they'll be pursuing an investigation into the circumstances around this tragic event.
Kevin McAleenan telling CBS a series of policy changes have been announced to include medical checks on all children in the agency's custody. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
On this day after Christmas, the routines of about 800,000 federal employees are being impacted by the partial federal government shutdown. Many people on the job will have to wait until after the shutdown ends to get paid again. Speaking to reporters after calling the troops on Christmas Day, President Trump says the shutdown will continue until he gets full funding for the border wall he wants.
We're getting $25 billion. That includes, as we say, the bells and whistles. We have a lot of drones, a lot of everything in there. Plus, we have some wall money in there. But we want the wall money to be increased because I want to finish it.
Retailers having their best holiday sales in 6 years, according to early data. A report from MasterCard says Americans spent over $850 billion this season. A winter storm moving across the nation could snarl traffic and air travel in the next few days. It's dumping snow on Colorado, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The partial government shutdown will go on through the holiday. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security. With a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive 2-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Over 400 people were killed and scores of others are still missing and presumed dead after a tsunami struck Indonesia on Saturday night. With more, here's John Clemens.
A volcanic underwater landslide caused this tsunami, sending a 10-foot-high wave of water over Sunda Strait between the islands of Java and Sumatra that connects the Java Sea to the Indian Ocean. Rescue work is being hampered by debris on the roadways. Vernon Brewer of World Help says people are being warned to stay away from the coastline.
The fear is the volcano is still active, and so they're fearing that it could erupt again and create more tsunamis.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.